To cope with mounting liabilities, a group of high-level executives came up with a devious plan to hide the fact that many of its subsidiaries were losing money and make the company appear to be in sound financial shape. To execute this fraud, Enron would build an asset, such as an energy power plant, and immediately report the projected profit on its books, even though it hadn't made any income yet. If the revenue from the plant was less than the projected amount, the company would transfer the asset to an off-the-books corporation instead of taking the loss, and the loss would go unreported. This type of fraudulent accounting enabled Enron to write off unprofitable transactions without hurting its bottom line, thus making the company appear to be far more profitable than it actually was. Supporting Enron was one of the largest accounting firms in the world, and this played a key part in the fraud. Arthur Andersen, which had a reputation for exacting standards and quality risk management, signed off on the corporation's financial reports for years, despite a multitude of red flags.